Albayan Radio presents the following program, asking Allah that it serves as a benefit for all.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, as-salatu was-salamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala amma ba'd. Ayyuhal ikhwatu al-mustami'un, ma zilna ma'akum fil kalam an al-qalb, an sihhat al-qalbi wa maradihi, عن علامات صحة القلب وعلامة مرض القلب عن أغذية القلوب وعن أدوية القلوب. يقول الإمام ابن القيم: من علامات أمراض القلوب عدولها عن الأغذية النافعة الموافقة لها إلى الأغذية الضارة، وعدولها عن دوائها النافع إلى دائها الضار. فهذه أربعة أمور: غذاء نافع ودواء شاف، وغذاء ضار ودواء مهلك. إذن معرفة هذه الأمور جد مهم للعبد المسلم. كيف يعلم المسلم أن قلبه مريض، وكيف يعالج هذا المرض، وكيف يستدل على صحة قلبه، وكيف يستدل على مرض قلبه؟ كل هذا معرفته من الأمور المهمة. الإنسان إذا قارنا القلب بالبدن، يعني البدن من المهم أن يعلم الإنسان إذا كان بدنه مريضا حتى يسعى في علاجه، وإلا كيف سيسعى في علاج أمراض بدنه إذا لم يكن يعلم بمرض بدنه؟ وأيضا عليه أن يعرف بالأغذية النافعة التي تقوي البدن، وبالأدوية النافعة التي يعالج بها أي قصور في البدن. أيضا عليه أن يعرف الأغذية الضارة حتى يجتنبها. فالقلب الصحيح يؤثر النافع الشافي على الضار المؤذي، والقلب المريض بضد ذلك. وأنفع الأغذية غذاء الإيمان، وأنفع الأدوية دواء القرآن، وكل منهما فيه الغذاء والدواء. وهذا بشكل مبسط، لكنه كلام جد مفيد أن تعلم أن القلب له أغذية وله أدوية. فأغذية القلب هي الإيمان، الطاعات، هذه هي أغذية القلب، بها يتقوى القلب. وأدوية القلب هو القرآن، ولكن قال كل منهما فيه غذاء ودواء. ومن علامات صحته أيضا أن يرتحل عن الدنيا ينزل بالآخرة ويحل فيها حتى يبقى كأنه من أهلها وأبنائها. جاء إلى هذه الدار غريبا يأخذ منها حاجته ويعود إلى وطنه، كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لعبد الله بن عمر وقد أخذ ببعض جسده، قال له: كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب أو عابر سبيل، وعد نفسك من أهل القبور، وعد نفسك من أهل القبور. إذن هذه من الحالات الصحية التي أرشد إليها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. يعني أن يعيش الإنسان في هذه الدنيا كما يعيش الغريب الذي زار مدينة لبضعة أيام. كلنا يعلم لو أن مسافرا نزل في مدينة لبضعة أيام لن يؤسس فيها بيتا، ولن يؤسس فيها عملا، ولن يؤسس فيها أهلا، يعني لن يتزوج، يعني هو يعلم أنه سيبقى لأيام. لا تتسعوا هذه الأيام لكل هذه الأعمال. وهكذا يعني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لعبد الله بن عمر: كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب أو عابر سبيل. وعابر السبيل وقته أقصر من الغريب، وقت هو يعني عابر، هو عابر ليس مقيما ولا حتى لفترة قصيرة. وعد نفسك من أهل القبور، وعد نفسك من أهل القبور. من تحلى بهذه الصفات فهذا دليل على صحة قلبه، على صحة قلبه، لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يرشد إلا لما فيه حياة القلوب. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم جاء ليحبب الناس بالآخرة وبعمل الآخرة وبما فيه حياتهم الحقيقية. فيقول الإمام ابن القيم معلقا على ذلك: فحي على جنات عدن فإنها منازلك الأولى وفيها المخيم، ولكننا سبي العدو، فهل ترى نعود إلى أوطاننا ونسلم؟ ثم أورد الإمام ابن القيم أقوال كثير من أهل العلم في ما يخص هذا الأمر. أورد قول الإمام علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه: إن الدنيا قد ترحلت مدبرة، وإن الآخرة قد ترحلت مقبلة، ولكل منهما بنون، فكونوا من أبناء الآخرة ولا تكونوا من أبناء الدنيا، فإن اليوم عمل ولا حساب، وغدا حساب ولا عمل. وكلما صح القلب من مرضه ترحل إلى الآخرة وقرب منها حتى يصير من أهلها، وكلما مرض القلب واعتل آثر الدنيا واستوطنها حتى يصير من أهلها. نحن أيها المستمعون يعني نتعلم ما هي علامات صحة القلب وما هي علامات مرض القلب، ما هي الأغذية النافعة والأدوية الشافية، وما هي الأغذية الضارة والأدوية الضارة. فيعني هذا الكلام من الإمام ابن القيم يعني يقول إنه القلب الصحيح كلما كان صحيحا كلما تقرب من الآخرة، كلما كان عمله للآخرة، كلما نظر إلى الآخرة. وأن القلب المريض يعني من علاماته أنه يؤثر الدنيا ويستوطنها، وكأنه ليس له يعني كأنه ليس له دارا يعني غيرها، كأنه ليس له دار غيرها، يعني حتى يصبح من أهل الدنيا. من علامات صحة القلب أنه لا يزال يضرب على صاحبه حتى ينيب إلى الله ويخبت إليه. إن شاء الله نكمل هذا بعد الترجمة.
All praise is due to Allah. May Allah send His peace and blessings upon His final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And we continue with our discussion of the conditions of the heart and how the heart could suffer from sicknesses and illness, and how the heart could be in a state of health and well-being, and how to realize the signs of sickness in the heart, and how to cure the heart, and how to strengthen and nourish the heart. So it's very important that if we want to nourish our hearts and cure our hearts, we must first realize the sicknesses and identify the sicknesses of the heart. Because if we do not recognize that we have a sickness in our heart, then we'll not work to try to remedy the heart. Of the signs of a sick heart is that it turns away from beneficial nourishment. And from the signs of the sick heart is that it tends to and it agrees with the destructive nourishment, and as well that it turns away from the curing medicine and rather goes and lends towards the sicknesses that are harmful to it. So Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah mentions that there are four issues that a person must be aware of. Must be aware of the beneficial nourishment, the curing medicine, the harmful nourishment, and the destructive medicine. As for the healthy heart, that is the heart that prefers the beneficial and the curing over the harmful. And the sick heart is opposite to that. And the best of nourishment is the nourishment of Iman. And the best of cure and remedy is the cure of the Quran. Because both have in it nourishment and cure. And from the signs of a healthy heart is that he leaves this worldly life until he becomes as if he is living in the hereafter. And he becomes like, he exists in the hereafter. Until he becomes as if he is one of the people of the hereafter. And he becomes living in this world as if he is a stranger. He only takes from this world his needs. And then he will return back to his true home. As the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to Abdullah bin Umar, be in the world as if you were a stranger, or as if you are in transit, عابر سبيل, you're just passing through. And count yourself of the people of the graves. Yani, consider, imagine yourself that you are that you have passed away from this world. And so this is how a person has a healthy heart. This is how he feels, and this is how he lives. He lives his life. Not like he is going to live in the life forever. He remembers that he is going to die and he's going to have a real life that he's going to live in the hereafter. And so he prepares for the hereafter. And he gives preference and priority to the hereafter. He doesn't give priority to the worldly life as if he's going to live in the worldly life forever. He is as if he is a stranger. Like if you were to go and to visit a strange land, you don't get too involved in that land. You only do what is necessary for you for that short time that you're going to stay in that land, because you are a stranger. This isn't your hometown. You're going to return to your hometown. And our homes, our original homes are the Jannah. And this is what we are seeking to return to. And so we are living in this world. This is not our home. We are strangers here. And so we only take from this world what is necessary to get us by until we return to our original home. And so a person, a stranger, doesn't spend time in establishing, you know, getting a foothold in that land that he is visiting, in that town that he's visiting, and setting up a family and a business and building a house and so on. He just does what is necessary to survive and to get him by until he goes to his original home. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said, like a stranger or abir sabir, like one in transit. And the one who is in transit is even shorter. So imagine, for example, you are flying to a far distant destination and you have to take a stopover in a place for transit. And usually it's only a few hours. So if, when you're in that place, you don't, you know, make yourself too comfortable. You don't worry too much, even if you have to sleep on these chairs in the airport, or even sometimes sleeping on the floor, even sometimes suffering from tiredness and sleepiness you know, not the best food, but you just get yourself by. And the time in transit is even shorter than your time being a stranger in a foreign land. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah then mentions some lines of poetry. So come to the gardens of eternity, for it is your first home and it is your place of settlement. But instead, we are captives of the enemy. So do you think that we will return to our home and will be safe? So our real home is in Jannah, and this world is like we've been captured by the enemy. We've been captured by this world, and we are captives in the dunya, in the worldly life. And so we hope to return, inshallah, if we live our lives correctly, to return to our true homes. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah then mentions a quote of Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. He said that the world has turned away from us and is departing, and the hereafter has made its way and is traveling towards us. And every one of these worlds has citizens of that world, or people of that world. So be people of the hereafter, and do not be people of the worldly life, because now you have a chance to work, but you will not have your reward. And tomorrow there will be recompense, and you will not have a chance to work. In this world, you work and you do good deeds, but you will not find the reward now. But in the hereafter, you will find the reward for your work, but you will not have a chance to do good deeds. The more that a heart is healthy and free from sickness, then the more that heart will live in the hereafter. And he'll be nearer to the hereafter, until he becomes like he is a citizen of the hereafter, like he lives in the hereafter. And the more that the heart is sick and is ill, then it will prefer the worldly life and be settled in the worldly life until he becomes a citizen of the worldly life. It's as if he lives life as if he is never going to go to the hereafter, as if there he has nothing to do with the hereafter, there's no home that he will. So he lives his life just focus on the worldly life, not thinking about the hereafter. This is a sign of the sick heart. No, I'm sure.
قال الإمام ابن القيم من علامات صحة القلب أنه لا يزال يضرب على صاحبه حتى ينيب إلى الله ويخبت إليه ويتعلق به تعلق المحب المضطر إلى محبوبه الذي لا حياة له ولا فلاح ولا نعيم ولا سرور إلا برضاه وقربه والأنس به. سبحان الله، يعني من علامات صحة القلب يعني أن صاحبه يعني دائما يجد أن قلبه يدفعه إلى أن يعبد الله، إلى أن يرجع إلى الله، إلى أن يلتجئ إلى الله. يعني قلبه دائما يجعله يعني يذكر ربه سبحانه وتعالى ويذكره أن يسير يعني إلى ربه. يعني ماذا قال الله عز وجل في القرآن؟ يعني ففروا إلى الله، ففروا إلى الله. يعني كأنه سبحان الله، كأن الإنسان يعني في هناك شيء وراءه مخيف يريد يعني أن يهلكه، فهو يفر إلى شيء. فنحن بحاجة إلى يعني أن نفر يعني إلى الله عز وجل، أن نفر إلى الله عز وجل. يعني القلب الصحيح يجعل صاحبه يتعلق يعني بالله عز وجل كما يتعلق المحب المضطر إلى محبوبه. فلا حياة ولا فلاح ولا نعيم ولا سرور إلا برضا الله وقربه والأنس به، فبه يطمئن وإليه يسكن وإليه يأوى وبه يفرح وعليه يتوكل وبه يثق وإياه يرجو وله يخاف، فذكره قوته وغذاؤه ومحبته والشوق إليه حياته ونعيمه ولذته روحه، والالتفات إلى غيره والتعلق بسواه داؤه، والرجوع إليه دواؤه، فإذا حصل له ربه سكن إليه واطمأن به، وذلك وزال ذلك الاضطراب والقلق وانسدت تلك الفاقة. سبحان الله، ما أجمل هذا الكلام. يعني القلب الحي، القلب الصحيح لا يفرح إلا مع يعني مع ذكر الله عز وجل، لا يطمئن إلا مع ذكر الله عز وجل، ولا يسكن ولا يحصل له سرور إلا مع الله عز وجل. فدائما هو دائم، فهو دائم التوكل على الله، يثق بربه، يرجو الله عز وجل. يعني يقول الإمام ابن القيم: في القلب فاقة لا يس شيء سوى الله تعالى أبدا، وفيه شعث يعني تفرق، لا يلمه غير الإقبال عليه، وفيه مرض لا يشفيه غير الإخلاص له وعبادته وحده، فيضرب على صاحبه حتى يسكن ويطمئن إلى إلهه ومعبوده، فحينئذ يباشر روح الحياة ويذوق طعمها، ويصير له حياة أخرى غير حياة الغافلين المعرضين عن هذا الأمر الذي له خلق الخلق، ولأجله خلقت الجنة والنار، وله أرسلت الرسل ونزلت الكتب، ولو لم يكن جزاء إلا نفس وجوده لكفى به جزاء، وكفى بفوته حسرة وعقوبة. فيا عباد الله، يعني لن يجد العبد راحته وسروره وطمأنينته إلا مع الله سبحانه وتعالى. مهما يعني هذا الكلام إنه في القلب فاقة لا يسدها سوى الله، يعني لو جمعت الدنيا، لو أن إنسانا جمع الدنيا بأسرها لم تغنه ولم تسد هذه الفاقة التي في قلبه، لأنها يعني لا تسد إلا بمعرفة الله سبحانه وتعالى. فينبغي أن ننتبه إلى يعني إلى هذا الأمر، ينبغي يعني لنا أن يعني نتفقه في هذا الأمر الذي ذكره الإمام ابن القيم رحمة الله عليه. تفضل.
From the signs of a healthy heart is that his heart is always striking at him until he turns back and humbles himself to Allah, and he attaches himself and he holds on to Allah, just like a loved one who is in desperate need of his beloved. The one who there is no life for him and no happiness and no pleasure and no joy except by his pleasure and by being near and by his intimacy. By him, he finds tranquility. And to him, he finds peace. And to him, he finds his abode, and by Allah is he happy, and upon Allah does he depend, and he puts his trust in Allah, and he has his hope in Allah, and he fears Allah. The remembrance of Allah is his strength and his nourishment, and loving Allah and having longing for Allah is his life and his delight and his pleasure and his joy. And turning or being distracted to other than Allah and attaching to anyone other than him is his sickness, and returning back to Allah is his cure. And if he finds his Lord, he finds tranquility and peace in that. And the disturbance and turbulence and the restlessness that he is suffering goes away. And his need is fulfilled. For in the heart there is a need that is not fulfilled with anything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all. And this is a very important point, that every heart, there is a need in the heart that can only be filled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Doesn't matter what he has of the delights of the world, doesn't matter how much money he has, how much strength he has, how much fame and fortune he may have, his heart will feel empty if he doesn't have no Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His heart will be ruffled and he will not feel that, he will not feel collected other than by turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He feels a sickness in his heart that is not cured by anything other than being sincere to Allah and worshipping Him alone. For the one who has a healthy heart, he is always, you know, sort of, there's always this striking on his heart, always sort of this concern on the person until he finds that peace and tranquility to his Lord, to the one that he worships. And only at that stage, he finds the life of his spirit and he tastes the sweetness of his faith. And he has a life, and he really feels that his soul is alive. This is something very important, and this is the sign of a healthy heart, that he's always concerned. He's always worried about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thinking about Allah, and he knows that he'll never find rest until he turns to Allah with love and hope and reliance and seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. And that's the only thing that brings him peace. No matter what he has in this worldly life, he will never be at peace until he finds that nearness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
يذكر الإمام ابن القيم أقوال بعض أهل العلم على كلامه هذا. هو أكد على معنى أن أن المؤمن يجد لذة عظيمة مع الله عز وجل، مع ذكر الله، مع عبادة الرب سبحانه وتعالى. لا يجد هذه اللذة في شيء آخر. ثم ذكر أقوال بعض أهل العلم الدالة على ذلك. فقال بعض العارفين: مساكين أهل الدنيا خرجوا من الدنيا وما ذاقوا أطيب ما فيها. قيل: وما أطيب ما فيها؟ قال: محبة الله والأنس به والشوق إلى لقائه والتنعم بذكره وطاعته. نحن مر معنا في هذا الكتاب حديث لم دعاء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والذي بدايته اللهم بعلمك الغيب وقدرتك على الخلق. وفي هذا الدعاء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذكر الإمام ابن القيم أنه سأل أعظم ما في هذه الدنيا وأعظم ما في الآخرة، وأعظم ما في هذه الدنيا هو الشوق إلى لقاء الله. وسأله النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أسألك الشوق إلى لقائك. فهذا أعظم نعيم الدنيا، أعظم نعيم الدنيا، أو أفضل ما في الدنيا هو أن يرزقك الله الشوق إلى لقائه. وهذا لا يكون إلا مع الإيمان ومع محبة الله والأنس به. فإذا هذا إذا أتيه عبد فهو أعظم نعيم. وقال آخر إنه لا يمر بأوقات أقول فيها إن كان أهل الجنة في مثل هذا إنهم لفي عيش طيب إنهم لفي عيش طيب. وقال آخر والله ما طابت الدنيا إلا بمحبته وطاعته ولا الجنة إلا برؤيته ومشاهدته. إذن والله لا أيها الإخوة، يعني إذا كنت من أهل الإسلام ومن أهل الإيمان عظم هذه النعمة، والله والله ما هناك نعمة على هذه الأرض أعظم منها. ما طابت الدنيا إلا بمحبة الله وطاعته. ويعني الدنيا لا تحسبن أن الدنيا تطيب بكثرة الأموال والأولاد والمتاع، لا، الدنيا تطيب بمعرفة الله بمحبته وطاعته، كما أن الجنة تطيب برؤيته ومشاهدته. قال أبو الحسين الوراق حياة القلب في ذكر الحي الذي لا يموت، والعيش الهني الحياة مع الله تعالى لا غير. العيش يعني الهني الحياة مع الله تعالى لا غير. ولهذا كان يعني الفوت عند العارفين بالله أشد عليهم من الموت، لأن الفوت انقطاع عن الحق والموت انقطاع عن الخلق، فكم بين الانقطاعين. وهذا صحيح، يعني الفوت الحقيقي أن يفوتك الله عز وجل، يعني أن يفوتك معرفة الله، هذا هو الفوت الحقيقي. أما يعني الموت فهو انقطاع عن الخلق وهذا لا يضرك، لكن الانقطاع عن الله عز وجل هذا هو حقيقة الفوت الذي لا يجبره أي فوت آخر. وقال آخر من قرت عينه بالله تعالى قرت به كل عين، ومن لم تقر عينه بالله تقطع قلبه على الدنيا حسرات، تقطع قلبه على الدنيا حسرات. سبحان الله، من قرت عينه بالله لم يبال ما فاته من الدنيا، لكن من لم يعني يرزق بمعرفة الله، من لم تقر عينه بالله، هذا يعني لو كانت له الدنيا بأسرها سيبقى في قلبه حسرة، يعني أن يعني ما فات إنه سيبقى في قلبه الحسرة على الدنيا. قال يحيى بن معاذ من سر بخدمة الله سرت الأشياء كلها بخدمته، ومن قرت عينه بالله قرت عيون كل أحد بالنظر إليه بالنظر إليه. لذلك يعني من علامات صحة القلب أن لا يفتر عن ذكر ربه ولا يسأم من خدمته ولا يأنس بغيره إلا بمن يدله عليه ويذكره به ويذاكره بهذا الأمر. من علامة صحته أنه إذا فاته ورده وجد لفواته ألما أعظم من تألم الحريص بفوات ماله وفقده. سبحان الله، يعني لو نظرنا في أحوال الناس، لو أن إنسان فاته كل ماله كم ستكون حسرته إذا كان من أهل الدنيا. الذي يفوته ورده من القرآن أو من الذكر يعني هو يتألم أكثر من صاحب الدنيا عندما تفوته الدنيا. من علامة صحة القلب أنه يشتاق إلى الخدمة، إلى خدمة يعني دين الله عز وجل، كما يشتاق الجائع إلى الطعام والشراب. من علامة صحته أنه إذا دخل في الصلاة ذهب عنه همه وغمه بالدنيا واشتد عليه خروجه منها ووجد فيها راحته ونعيمه وقرت عينه وسرور قلبه. من علامة صحته أن يكون همه واحدا وأن يكون في الله، والله هذه يعني من أجمل الكلمات. هذه أمور مفيدة جدا كما قلنا، حتى نعرف صحة قلوبنا من مرضها، يعني وكم نحن قريبين من حالة الصحة أو من حالة المرض. من علامة صحته أن يكون أشح بوقته أن يذهب ضائعا من أشد الناس يعني شحا بماله، ومنها أن يكون اهتمامه بتصحيح العمل أعظم منه بالعمل، فيحرص على الإخلاص فيه والنصيحة والمتابعة والإحسان، ويشهد مع ذلك منة الله عليه فيه يعني وتقصيره في حق الله سبحانه وتعالى. صاحب القلب الحي مهما عمل تجاه ربه يعني يشعر أنه مقصر، وهو على يقين أن لله الفضل والمنة عليه أن وفقه لهذا. هذا هو يعني علامات القلب الصحيح. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يرزقنا يعني قلبا صحيحا سليما، وأن يعيننا يعني على ذلك. وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
As Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah was saying, that the heart only feels happiness with the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being near to Allah. Doesn't matter what other pleasures he may have of the world, may have wealth and status and pleasures, but they do not bring him the happiness as being near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the sign of a healthy heart, and he feels that his heart is alive, and he feels that he is living. His soul is alive, different than the life of the heedless people, those who are turning away from the command of Allah that he was created for, and is created for that purpose. And the paradise and hellfire were created for this purpose, and the prophets were sent for that purpose, and the books were revealed for that purpose. If he did not receive any reward except that he finds a life to his heart, then that would be enough of a reward. And if it would have been enough of a reward that he is saved from the heartbreak as a punishment, as it was said in the poetry, whoever يعني, is protected or is fortunate enough to be protected from distance and turning away, it is enough of a punishment. Whoever is turned away, يعني, and his portion was that he is distanced and turned away from Allah, and for him to miss the opportunity to be near to Allah, it's enough of a punishment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be away from him. Many of the scholars, they said words and had quotes that are very similar to this meaning. Like some of them, they said, one quote, he said, they are truly, I have pity for the people of this world. I feel sorry for the people of this world. They will leave this world and they did not taste the most delicious thing in this world. They asked him, what is the most delicious thing in the world? He said, it is the love of Allah and the nearness to Allah and having longing to meet Allah and to find joy in the remembrance of Allah and in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is derived from the hadith that we mentioned earlier where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would say, أسألك لذة النظر إلى وجهك. I ask you for the pleasure of looking at your face. والشوق إلى لقائك, and for having longing to meet you. Because to see the face of Allah is the greatest reward in the hereafter, and to have longing to meet Allah in the dunya is the greatest reward and the greatest benefit and the greatest blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that a person can be granted in this worldly life. Another one of the scholars, he said, that time would pass over me and I would say, If the people of paradise are in this state of delight, indeed they are truly living a great life. When a person is in a state of remembering Allah and he feels that joy and pleasure in the remembrance of Allah, and he thinks and he remembers that the people of paradise will be having that feeling in their hearts all the time, and he remembers that that is truly, the people of paradise are truly enjoying the true joy. Another one of the scholars, he said, by Allah, the dunya is not good for anything except for the love of Allah and obedience to Allah. And the Jannah, the best thing of the Jannah is in nothing other than to see Allah and to look upon Him. Abu al-Husayn al-Warraq, he said, the life of the heart is in remembering the living, the one that never dies. The life of the heart is in the remembrance of Allah, the one who is living and never dies. And living a happy life is to live a life with Allah and nothing else. And this is why for a person to miss out and to not be in a state of remembrance of Allah, as many of the scholars, they said, that is worse than death. For many of the scholars, they would say if they missed an opportunity to remember Allah, that is worse than death to them. Because to miss an opportunity is to miss an opportunity to remember Allah is to be separated from Allah and separated from the truth. Whereas death is to be separated from the creation. And how much of a difference is it? Yani, what would you rather be separated from? To be separated from the creation or to be separated from the creator? And so when you are heedless and don't remember Allah, you're separating yourself from the creator. And that's a greater disaster than to be separated from the creation. Another one of the scholars, he said, whoever his pleasure finds pleasure in Allah, then every person will find pleasure in him. Every person will be happy with him. And the one who doesn't find pleasure in Allah, then his heart will be cut up in heartbreak over the worldly life. So in other words, the one who doesn't feel joy in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he finds joy in the worldly life. But this worldly life will only breed heartbreak when you leave it. Or even the experiences of life will only cause heartbreak. The more that you attach to the world, the more you will suffer from the world. The scholars, they said about losing out on that time to remember Allah, because you are distant from the Creator, and death is distance from the creation. And how much do people, would they get sad if they lost their wealth and they lost the things that they have in the worldly life? To lose that relationship with Allah is greater than losing anything in the dunya. Yahya ibn Mu'adh, he said, whoever gets happy from serving Allah, then everything would be happy to serve him. Whoever gets happiness from serving Allah, then all other things will be happy to serve him. And whoever finds pleasure in Allah, then all other things will find pleasure in looking at him and by being with him. From the signs of a healthy heart is that he never feels bored from the remembrance of Allah. And he never feels reluctant to serve Allah or to serve his religion. And he doesn't find comfort in anyone other than Allah, except in someone who guides him to Allah or who reminds him of Allah. And who reminds him of the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the signs of a healthy heart is that if he misses on his regular recitations, either of the Quran or regular recitations of dhikr, he finds that he missed an opportunity that pains him greater than the pain that a person who is eager for the worldly life, if he was to lose his If he was to miss an opportunity to make money, or if he was to lose some of his money. The people of the world, if they lost an opportunity to make money, or they had money and they lost it, how much do they get pained? How much do they have regret? The one who has a heart that is healthy, if he misses his regular recitations of Quran or dhikr, he feels more pain than the one who cares about the dunya and he loses on the dunya. From the signs of a healthy heart is that he longs and looks forward to serving Allah, to worshipping Allah and serving his religion, just as the hungry person looks forward to food and drink. From the sign of a healthy heart is that when he enters the prayer, every other worry and every other stress of the world goes away. And it's very hard for him to leave the prayer. And he finds in the prayer his relaxation and his comfort and his pleasure and his happiness in his heart. From the signs of a healthy heart. So let us ask that question next time we pray. You know, if in the prayer we forget about the dunya, or in the prayer we are thinking about the dunya. A sign of a healthy heart is that that person has only one concern, and that his only concern is about Allah. He's only worried about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a very important principle. The one who only makes his worry one worry, and that is to worry about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this person will live a very comfortable life. From the signs of a healthy heart is that he is very stingy with his time and concerned that his time will be lost more than a stingy person is worried about losing his money. So it's very important that we utilize our time and don't waste our time in something useless, but rather use our time, very stingy with our time, to make sure that we are maximizing our time in things that will bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And part of that is to be concerned with correcting the deed more than actually the deed itself. And so he is concerned to make his deed sincere for the sake of Allah, to make it true to Allah, to make sure that he's following the way of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to make sure he is conscious of Allah and has ihsan, is aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as well, while he's doing good deeds, he recognizes the favor of Allah upon him, that Allah made a favor of him to allow him to worship Allah. And at the same time, he feels insignificant and feels that he has shortcomings to the right of Allah, that no matter what deeds he does and how great his deeds may be, it's still not worthy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he still has shortcomings towards the right of Allah, and Allah deserves much more, much better than what he can give. And so he doesn't worship Allah out of arrogance, he worships Allah and he is humble to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are six things that a person can remember, and no one will realize that and see that except the heart that is alive and the heart that is healthy and free of ailment.
يعني أيها الأخوة كثير من الأخوة أحيانا يسأل إنه كيف أعرف نفسي، كيف أقيس، على ماذا أقيس نفسي، كيف يعني أعرف أني يعني أعيش حياة طيبة، أني على يعني على طريق يعني صحيح. يعني هذه أمور مهم جدا لمن يسأل هذا السؤال، يعني ارجعوا إلى هذا الكلام يعني وقيسوا أنفسكم على هذه الأمور.
A lot of people that ask, you know, how do I know the state of my heart? How do I know if my iman is good? It's very important to go back to these statements, self in accordance with these statements. How much do we fit that? We'll ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rectify our hearts and to help us to worship Him in the best way.